story. Didn't know that was your background. That was interesting, too.
Yeah, that's... Well, and the funny thing about it is the Burdicks were converted to the gospel in 1832.
Well, it's his timely for him to come back.
they were in Kirtland and in Nauvoo and in Missouri and across the plains and friends with Joseph.
How did you and Robert meet?
At BYU.
Oh, at BYU?
At BYU. We left Ely when I was about 10 or 11 and moved to Reno.
Where did you two meet?
In Santa Maria, California.
Syrians Mission.
Oh, that's even cuter. You BYU meeters? Did you meet at BYU?
I was introduced. I dated her roommate, and her roommate introduced us.
At a mission reunion.
At a mission reunion.
That's very cute, too.
A Brazilian couple had lined me up with the roommate. And at the mission reunion, Carol said, "Well, this is my roommate, Rosemary. Hi, how are you?" I went back to the Brazilian couple and said, "Line me up with the other one, the roommate." So they did.
Fickle, fickle, fickle. Anybody mean to be with you? Well, yes. University of Utah. Yeah.
The second time.
Oh, yeah, that's where we
met. I met Sarah first in Speech 101.
Speech 101.
Okay. I was cleaning. I found a spot in my dad's house, someplace. Like we talked about finding stuff in your.
Yes.
I found a little teeny Snow College pin. He must have done Snow College.
I had to laugh a couple weeks ago when the brother and I watched a picture. BYU made a video of Martin Harris. And Wayne Ryan started Martin Harris. We met in his class.
Oh, that's cute.
Then he went this way and I went by the way. And then I was teaching school, and he was trying to find some place to go to school, and he just about went to BYU. And he came up to the University of Utah, and he went to the wrong ward, and I went to the wrong ward. And he went in and sat down, and I walked into the class, and he said, "I know her.
From Snow."
That was where we started dating.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. So we met at the U, at the good school. The rest of you have to take second
place. We won't hold it against you.
No. It's all right. We won't hold it against you.
She was the best thing I got.
There you go.
Because I never finished my degree.
Well, everyone, thank you. Thanks for sharing your stories. I think they were... Does anybody have one they want to share?
Yeah,
Where were you? Where did you?
Kay does.
What?
She wants to. I want to
tell you about something I found.
What?
I cleaned out my mother's house after she died because she lived here in Salt Lake, and I took some of the things home and just put them away, and because I couldn't deal with it at the time. So here about a year ago, I decided to clean out a closet where I had lots of quilts and quilts I had made, quilts my mom and I had made, quilts, you know, just sitting on the shelf. And I pulled them out and I'd open them up. Yeah, this is in good shape. Okay. And I fold them. I actually gave Deanna one and it's wonderful. But I found this quilt, you know, full size quilt, and there's a little teeny note on it about that big. And in my mother's handwriting, she said, "Given to me by my grandmother after she married." Now, we're talking my second grandmother, and...
So who would that have been?
It's 150 years old, that quilt. Pardon me?
Who would have been?
I know you were going to ask that. Find it on the genealogy. It's
not Jane.
No, it's my mother's grandmother.
So
that's mother's mother, grandmother's mother.
So that would be
Seraphine's mother?
Seraphine, who would have been
Lydia Smith.
Lydia
M.
Smith.
The one that she was named after? Lydia
Ann Smith. And there was absolutely no reason.
Terrible.
No reason why she would have put that note on. I mean, it was written in very good writing, you know, so she put it on a long time ago and then just put it away. And I found it and brought it home, you know, and didn't even look at it. Well, because I'm old and I was getting rid of things, I gave it to Dee's daughter, Samantha, because she will treasure it and show and tell it and have the history behind it. And
super.
It was exciting.
I've got one on my phone.
Yeah.
Hey.
If it's still there, I'll look.
I don't know how to get them off. So it's all right.
You don't know how to get them off. I don't know how to get them off.
I'm worried about all of you.
Because of the
technology. Or lack of.
And Janelle's granddaughter was there being sealed.
Did you see it?
Yes. Yeah,
well,
I didn't see the ceiling, but I saw it.
I hope she puts the chair in the door,
because
she
yeah.
may not
now
get back
that's
in.
That's why Janelle isn't
well.
Here. The ceiling was at one. In the Payson Temple.
No, somebody opened the door a little while ago, remember?
What's that? Yeah, that one's unlocked.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was unlocked. Those two that peeked in are my girlfriends in the door. One of them came over to help me put the tables up, and they were going to help put everything away. I mean, they just take care of me. It's like,
yes, I'll bet it is.
When I was going through another step, I found those picture family group sheets.
Those
and if you don't have one, please take them. Because there's this many thousand, and I need this many.
I would want to take three, because I'm going to give one to my daughters.
Do it. Take as many as you need until they're all gone.
Thank you for bringing them.
Listen,
all of you.
Just seeing their faces. I'll tell you, I hear his
ready,
voice, and I hear my uncle Mark. He sounds like his father. He had the same speaking.
She gave it to me on my wedding day. My husband and I were married 57 years, 58, 59, and 60 this year in October. And it's a broken wagon wheel. The backing is crepe DuPont, and it is really heavy. Gammy told me they almost would break a lot of needles going through me. And it's my treasure, you know. And I don't know who to give it. I would give it to my oldest daughter. She's never had any children, you know. So now I've got to decide between my oldest granddaughter.
Let them find it out later.
But I'll be at your reunion. You guys will love it. It's all made in my midst.
I was going to bring one that Grandmother Anderson made. Gave me the top when my mother had filled it. And Deanna had brought one a few years ago. And it was the same pattern, except hers was orange and mine was turquoise. So I was going to bring that to show Deanna. But
I have one of those.
My car was full of food.
Well, Gammy used to make silk quilts, she called them.
And
they were actually, her past one, called.
Their grandfather's ties.
Yeah.
That she pieced together.
Crazy quilts. They're actually in the crazy quilt tradition. The late 1800s crazy quilt tradition. Yes. They're very
lovely.
Embroidery and all that stuff from her cousins.
So what about Sonia and Verna and your other siblings that aren't here?
Yeah. How are they doing?
Sonia's had some struggles with her brain. She had some water that has gone on it a couple of times. I didn't know exactly.
She's down.
She had hip surgery, and she's down. And that's the hip, really good. And she
had a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they had to go in and release the pressure. They took liquid off or fluid off.
Yeah, fluid. Three or four times they had.
Yeah, they did it, and they did it again and again. And she's, and now.
She's struggling some.
She used to be my size, and now she's Wendy's size. I mean, she told me she weighed 120 pounds.
Wow.
Where she lives with her youngest daughter in Hurricane. Allison.
Still down.
In Hurricane.
She fell at night after she moved into Allison's house. You know, went to the bathroom. And she came out, she fell. Well, she, you know, she finally got up, and so she didn't call anyone. And Allison got up the next morning and went down, you know, her mom didn't have her breakfast. So she went in to tell Sonia breakfast is ready. And Sonia says, oh, I'll be out in a minute. And then she turned her head, and she said her one eye was bulging out.
Oh, my goodness. She had hydrocephalus.
She had hit her bad enough. This whole eye was just out of her head. Like a, you know,
like a balloon. Oh, my gosh.
So they rushed her out to the hospital. And, you know, then after that, she just, you know, they didn't do brain surgery then. She brain surgery, what?
So she's
still having problems.
Yeah.
She's still having problems. She's still having problems. Kind of a
care facility.
Care facility.
In, where is he?
North of Salt Lake.
Oh, what's the name of the town?
I want to say Layton, but it's not Layton. It's, yeah, it's
Clearfield? Somewhere.
Pleasanton? Or
Pleasantview.
That must be it. That's where Julie lives.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's where Vernon's Julie is. Yeah, just real close to where he is.
Just around the corner. Restrooms are just around the corner.
Yeah, I went downstairs.
There's one right through there, but there's on the other side of the kitchen wall. But there's another one around that way.
She found the quilt.
It's right here, but my phone was dead.
So I wanted to mention, a lot of you may have, I kind of wanted to bring up and help you remember Grandpa Oliver Anderson.